Technical translation. Some methods of influencing civilians with weapons of irradiating type. Effects on the psyche, physiology, mind, genetics, energy, informational structures of a person. The main tasks of psi terror of civilians using weapons of irradiating type are 1. The organization of psychophysical pathologies of individual organs and the whole organism as a whole, up to a fatal outcome. 2. Organization of managing the behavior and consciousness of a person by forcibly programming his subconscious to create a mass citizen, turned into an economic animal. 3. The destruction of the human race at the genetic level due to gene mutations due to radiation. The gradual psychophysical destruction of the target person occurs by the following methods. Chronic stress is created using the methods of psychophysical and material terror. To aggravate stress and weaken the immune system, insomnia is tortured by pain, cramps, man-made rape, man-made suction of energy, introduction of man-made diseases, etc. The main organs of cleansing the body, the liver and kidneys using poisoning or breakdown are disabled. The body is poisoned by toxins, drugs, biochemical substances. Special chemicals and other substances are introduced into the human body with drinking water, food, household chemicals, aerosols and gases are sprayed. Skin penetrating chemistry is applied to clothing, shoes, bedding, and the human body. In the diet of the target person, there is a lack of proteins, vitamins, trace elements due to their non-absorption due to radiation and material terror. Immunity drops sharply. A system of such treatment and terror of targeted people leads to chronic diseases and death. In 2004, the Red Cross gave the following assessment of terror using weapons of irradiating type. The construction of such a system cannot be considered otherwise than an intentional system of cruel, unusual, torture. The striking means of weapons of the radiating type used to work with target people are biochemistry and invisible in our third dimension, electromagnetic, infrasound, ultrasound, laser, radiation, torsion, etc. Radiation affecting the psyche, physiology, mind and genetics person. The possibility of manipulating the emotions and psyche of a person is given in the book of Vsevolodsov and Kamlinskaya EV Messengers of Distant Worlds, p. 67. The authors argue that low-frequency radiation in the range 0 to 26 Hz is destructive and cause negative emotions in a person, aggression, stress, grief, fear and other negative feelings. And radiation with a frequency above 26 Hz is creative and affects a person positively, causing him to have a state of joy, success, happiness, love, etc. Manipulations by human physiology are based on the scientific position that every human organ has its own frequency response. And if you act on it at the same frequency, by radiation, then the organ enters into resonance, resulting in either acute heart failure, or renal, or inadequate behavior. In some cases, death can occur. The ability to manipulate the human mind was considered by B. Nolting in the book The Latest Methods for Studying Biosystems. Ch. 11 Acoustic Effects of Microwaves and Theoretical Justification of Thought Transmission Technology, and Tigranian Auditory Effects of Microwave. They showed that a high-frequency signal, the frequency of which is equivalent to the natural frequency of the human brain, MHz, 1.8 MHz, modulated by the operator's speech, is reproduced in the form of voices in the head of the target person. When the signal intensity is below the level of perception, the message enters the subconscious of a zombie person who takes the operator's message for his own thoughts. Shielding these effects is almost impossible, since their carrier frequency is equivalent to the intrinsic vibrations of the human brain. Manipulation of human genetics occurs automatically due to gene mutations due to irradiation of the reproductive organs. Currently, many children with mental disabilities are born. The use of weapons of irradiating type to civilians was considered at international conferences. Voiced numerous letters of victims, photographs of sadism and barbarism. Made using psi weapons. Most often, victims complain of insomnia caused by irradiating them at night with the frequency of brain activity, and during daytime with sleep. And also often. Examples of blindness of citizens. Ultrasonic pulse generator provoked radiation cataracts were given. Ultra-narrow ultrasonic pulses are also used to damage various organs and systems of the body, causing a person to have a heart attack, stroke, pulmonary edema and other serious diseases until it is destroyed. At the same time, narrow ultrasonic pulses do not violate the structure of the tissue. There are no traces of external effects on the human body, and man-made killing looks like natural death. However, with existing diagnostic methods, punctures of internal organs are detected. Terror and the treatment of targeted people are classified. They are conducted secretly. Avoiding evidence in the form of photographs, video files, medical reports and other things, users of radiating-type weapons began to hit invisible human energy structures with these weapons, which cannot be captured by video or photography. A person receives 15-20% of the energy through the energy inputs of the physical body, energy of food, respiration, heat, light, etc., and 80-85% of the necessary energy is supplied to him by the energy information field of the universe. The body of the target citizens is affected by depriving it of energy with the use of weapons of a radiating type. This is carried out by a pathogenic effect on structures that supply energy to the human body. The main energy flow of the field of the universe is parallel to the spine and consists of the flow of energy from the Earth coming from below and the flow of energy from cosmos coming from above. The energy that enters the body is converted into bioenergy, which primarily enters the brain and spinal cord, command panel, is distributed through the chakras and reaches the organs through the channels and feeds them. The seven main human chakras are rotating cones of energy 3-5 centimeters in diameter. Each chakra resonates at its own frequency, corresponding to its color, and has a mantra harmonizing. Per work. The first lower chakra of Muladhara is located in the coccyx, red, its mantra is Lam. The second chakra of Swadhisthana is located 4 centimeters below the navel, orange, its mantra is Vam. The third chakra of Manipura is located in the solar plexus, lemon color, its mantra Ram. The fourth Anahata chakra is located on the line of the heart, green, its mantra is Pam. The fifth chakra of Vishuddha is located in the throat, blue, its mantra is Ham. The sixth chakra of Ajna is located in the middle of the forehead, blue, its mantra is Om. The seventh Samasrara chakra is located in the upper part of the head, purple in color, its mantra is Aum. The lower chakras of man, 1, 2, 3, are distinguished by the predominance of energy over information, the upper, 6, 7, by the predominance of information over energy. Any human chakra can be in the phase of absorption of energy and information from the main flow of energy and in the phase of radiation of energy and information from the body. These phases alternate. In the absorption phase in women, the four upper chakras rotate counterclockwise, and in men clockwise, the rotation of the three lower chakras occurs in the opposite direction. Two channels are connected to each chakra, which supply energy to the organs and systems of the human body. The energy supplied to the organs and systems of the physical body of a person contributes to the flow of biochemical processes in the body. The energy spent as a result of these processes radiated. This energy, together with the radiation of the organs and systems of the body themselves, forms an invisible energy double, energy phantom. An energy phantom is an energy information analog of the physical body of a person, makes up 90% of the aura and contains ultra-weak electromagnetic radiation of each organ and system of the body. The basis of energy information damage to a person by a radiating type weapon is made up of various ways of negatively affecting a person's energy information structures, chakras, channels, his aura, command energy information zones of the head. Exposure weapons of a radiating type leads to slagging, traffic jams, compression of energy channels, which causes an insufficient supply of energy for the normal functioning of the human body, pathology of organs and systems of the body, distortion of the aura. Acting on a person's chakras, a radiating weapon changes their genetic polarity. This provokes a violation of the circulation of energy, pathology of organs and systems of the body, a change in the structure of the energy phantom, and, accordingly, the aura. And Cheshitkin in the book The Miracle of Healing showed that a change in the genetic polarity of the chakras causes a violation of the frequency of vibrations, pulsations, and the position of the aura relative to the physical body of a person. This leads to improper circulation of energy. On the physical plane, this provokes energy informational diseases. The normal genetic polarity of the chakras in the phase of energy absorption is as follows. In women, the four upper chakras rotate counterclockwise, and the three lower ones in a clockwise direction. In men, it is the other way round. In this case, a person has no diseases, and the projections of the physical body and phantom coincide. When the genetic polarity of all chakras is reversed, a person exacerbates hereditary and chronic diseases. In this case, the projection of the phantom is opposite to the projection of the physical body. In case of violation of the polarity of the seventh and third chakras, pelvic and leg diseases are provoked, the energy phantom has a twisted look. The aura during polarity reversal of the chakras changes the direction of its vibrations, pulsations, in the horizontal plane. In a normal state of human health, the aura pulsates in the genetically initial direction, forward, backward. A change in the direction of the aura pulsation in the horizontal plane indicates the presence of diseases on the physical plane. The aura pulsation at an angle of 40-50 degrees is a violation of the blood circulation of the brain, cardiac activity, seizures. At an angle of 90 degrees, a violation of the spinal cord, aggression. With the chaotic movement of the aura, a chronic mental illness occurs. Changing the polarity of the chakras with a radiating type weapon changes the position of the aura relative to the physical body of a person and in a vertical plane. The absence of an aura around any part of the body indicates a lack of energy supply and a decrease in the blood supply to the organs of this part of the body, and their disease. In this case, an additional rush of blood to other organs occurs, which leads to their hyperstimulation and also to diseases. The normal position of the aura is an invisible energy information field, an aura with a width of 0.5 to 2 meters or more. It in the form of an egg surrounds the physical body of a person. If the lower part of the body is deprived of energy from the influence of a weapon, then the aura rises. Blood additionally rushes to the head, which provokes a stroke. When the aura is shifted to the left, a predisposition to arrhythmias and tachycardia. When the aura is shifted down, is a predisposition to diseases of the veins and arteries of the legs. Changes in the genetic polarity of the chakras violates their harmonious work and can cause a person to have negative mental states. So, hyperstimulation of the Muladhara chakra makes a person insatiable to sensual pleasures and material wealth, and hypostimulation leads to insecurity. Hyperstimulation of Swadhisthana provokes attacks of aggression, and hypostimulation makes an individual indifferent to any aspect of life. Improper development of Manipura can lead to excessive self-esteem or to hesitation and passivity. Excessive development of Anahata makes a person selfish, and if not enough, obsequious and servile. Excessive development of Vishuddha leads to pride, and insufficient, to the lack of meaning in life. The underdevelopment of Ajna is manifested in excessive shyness, and an excess of energy towards authoritarianism and ruthlessness. If the Sahasrara is poorly developed, then there is loss and loneliness, with excessive stimulation, overload of energy flows occurs, which leads to headaches and mental instability. Deviations in the energy and activity of the human chakras are also caused by energy vampirism. The vampire sucks out of a person the energy that is missing for him, which leads to a change in the shape of the aura in the donor and to diseases. Man-made vampirism is carried out using radiating weapons. The causes of disturbances in the energy informational structure of a person, besides the pathogenic powerful electromagnetic, laser, ultrasound, infrasound, torsion, etc., effects created by radiating weapons, can be powerful stress, geopathic or energy pathogenic zones, as well as targeted human actions, curse, spoilage, evil eye, vampirism, the impact of a pathogenic program. If a person experiences anger, envy, hatred, jealousy, etc., a bunch of negative energy is separated from him. If the energy of the person to whom such emotions are directed is powerful enough, then it will simply reflect this thought form, and the clot of negative energy will return to its owner. Energy holes appear in a weaker biofield, and this negative information is introduced into the human subconscious. The human body begins to rebuild in light of this pathogenic program. And if there are many holes in the human biofield, then there is a big energy leak, all the functions of the body are weakened. A person experiences weakness, discomfort, depression, fears, and the immune system is sharply suppressed. To normalize the work of human energy structures, energy protection techniques are used, which include mantras consisting of three sounds that harmonize the state and work of the chakras. The mantra needs to be repeated 36 times. Each chakra can be harmonized with a crystal having vibrations resonating with it, usually of the same color with it. Below are the methods of harmonization and purification of channels, the main channel and 12 channels through which the energy of the chakras is transmitted. The book Liberation by D. Virchkagan provides simple energy gymnastics, which allows you to clean the main energy channel, increase energy and improve the biofield. To do this, you need to stand up straight, relax, tune into positive feelings and release consciousness. Then, you should take a breath, and imagine how the flow of energy leaves the very bowels of the earth and enters the legs. Energy moves throughout the body and leaves the center of the head in space. Then, take a deep expiration and visualize the energy flow descending from the cosmos. Visualize these energy flows within 3 to 5 minutes. The given practice will allow to restore the movement of energy and increase energy content. To harmonize and purify the 12 channels through which the energy of the chakras is transmitted, the Chinese method can be used, healing Qigong 6 healing sounds. This method is based on breathing exercises, which are performed by pronouncing 6 sounds when exhaling. The first sound, Sui, helps the liver open and release anger. The second sound, Kui, corresponds to the kidneys, the sound of a deflated balloon. The third sound, Hu, is associated with the spleen, pronounced soundlessly without the involvement of the vocal cords. The fourth sound, He, refers to the heart, pronounced slowly stretched. The fifth sound, Sai, is associated with the lungs, the sound of a deflated balloon. The sixth sound, Si, corresponds to the triple heater. From the throat to the diaphragm, the upper heater, from the diaphragm to the navel, the average heater, below, the lower heater. All 6 of the above channels are paired, each channel of a dense organ corresponds to a channel of a hollow organ connected to the same chakra, which is automatically cleansed and harmonized. These methods of harmonization and purification, chakras and energy channels work in accordance with the human faith and the action of energy vibrations. The effect of a radiating type of weapon on the energy structures and aura of a person is manifested at a subtle field level, and the person himself is not able to defend himself from an impact that is many times higher than the person's natural ability to provide energetic mental protection. However, what is impossible for man, perhaps the higher forces. Therefore, prayer, fasting, communion, etc., can be used to protect against aggression using radiating weapons. Most often, radiating weapons are used to manipulate a person by influencing the energy informational zones of a person's head, which correspond to projections of organs. They are located on the surface of the cerebral cortex, and in the etheric body of a person play the role of command zones for controlling organs and systems of the body. In medicine, zones are used to treat organs and systems of the body using craniopuncture. This is a very effective treatment by exposing the areas of the head to acupuncture, laser, electric or ultrasonic pulses. The pulses modulate high-frequency radiation equivalent to the resonant frequency of the human brain, 1.8 MHz, the resonance of the left hemisphere of the brain, 1.1 MHz, the right. The frequency of pulse modulation is equal to the frequency of the developed zone during normal operation of the organ or system. Below are the energy informational zones on the human head from the book of L.G. Puchko Multidimensional Medicine, System of Self-Diagnosis and Self-Healing of Man. 1. The motor zone is one of the most important. It is responsible for the mobility of the legs and lower body, transmitting effects on the hands, facial muscles and tongue. It is used for paralysis, paresis, speech illegibility, salivation and aphasia. 2. The sensitive area is responsible for the musculoskeletal system and lower body, arms and face. It is used for pain in the legs and lumbosacral, in the collar zone and noise in the ears, with pain during arm movements, with headache and toothache, trigeminal neuralgia. 3. The control zone of chorea and tremor is used to stop a variety of tremor disorders. 4. The zone of removal of vascular spasms is used to reduce swelling of the legs and hands. 5-7. Zones are used to normalize speech in case of disturbances in the perception and reproduction of speech of various origins. 8. The psychomotor zone helps to normalize conscious control of actions. 9. The zone of coordination of movement of the legs is located on the top of the head. Used to overcome the uncertainty of walking, urinary incontinence, prolapse of the uterus. 10. The visual zone is located in the occipital region. The lower edge of the zone is determined by the base of the protrusion and up 4 cm. Used for visual dysfunction from disorders in the central nervous system. 11. The equilibrium zone is used in violation of the ability to hold the body in an upright position. 12. The stomach zone is used for pain in the epigastric region. 13. The thoracic area is used for asthma, bronchitis, tachycardia, respiratory dysfunction, pain of various etiologies. 14, 16. The area of the reproductive system and the area of the intestine are on the same line. The area of the reproductive system is located on the scalp, the area of the intestine on the forehead. Used for the emission of the female genital organs, with diseases of the urinary system and gastrointestinal tract, with a depressive symptom complex. 15. The zone of the liver and gallbladder is used for any diseases of the liver and gallbladder. 17. The area of the tongue and nasopharynx is used for spasms of the bronchi, for any diseases of the oral cavity, pharynx, upper respiratory tract. 18. Rest zone, used for acupuncture. 19. The zone of inhibition of epilepsy, used for epilepsy. 20. Zone of one-sided blindness, used for one-way blindness. 21. The zone of containment of madness, used for schizophrenia, manic depressive psychosis and other diseases. Therapeutic effects on craniopuncture zones are performed on the side opposite to the pathological manifestations. Only with central paralysis of the facial nerve affect the side corresponding to the affected area. Due to the external influence of radiation type weapons on the energy informational zones of the human head and the corresponding choice of modulating signals, it is possible to control the motor functions of a person, his feelings, emotions, memory, speech, state of organs and systems of the body, and also introduce various diseases into the body. Thus, the effect on zones 19, 21, 20 by high-frequency radiation of 1.8 MHz, modulated, respectively, by frequencies of 21 Hz, 23 Hz, or 24 Hz, can provoke epilepsy, madness or blindness in a person. When a radiating weapon acts on the craniopuncture zones, it is possible to artificially cause involuntary movements, expressions or actions unusual for a person when manipulating a person's speech and memory, forcibly impose on the person the image that the manipulator requires. Terror, human manipulation, aggression with the use of weapons of irradiating type is carried out by state, private, commercial and applied structures involved in psi technologies. They secretly test their developments on civilians and present them at exhibitions of special means and weapons of non-lethal, emitting, action. Radiating, psychotronic, non-lethal, weapons and special equipment are developed and used absolutely unchecked today, to control the population and maintain power, to enrich themselves, for criminal crimes and experiments on civilians, for their zombies and destruction. a secret, deliberate, organized murder of a significant number of people incapable of protecting themselves and resisting, that, according to international law, is a genocide against the civilian population, using radiating psi weapons, weapons of mass destruction, WMD. The use of radiating weapons against civilians contributes to the growth of corruption, international crime and terrorism. In 2019, the world has begun an active struggle to ban radiation-type weapons, like WMD. If this weapon will continue to be used for zombie degradation and destruction of the civilian population, then the people themselves will provoke a technogenic apocalypse, leading to the destruction of humanity and the planet.